be able to take some positives out of it?
Yes, I think so. When you come here, you know it's going to be a difficult afternoon. You know it is. And they've got such quality. You have to set your team up. You have to make decisions on how you want to set your team up. It's very difficult to be very expansive here, particularly when you are a team like we are, that's just got promoted. But I thought we're certainly more positives. Concentration levels have to be very much for 90 minutes with what they've got. And we probably just needed to make more of, you know, some of the good areas that we got in. You know, at times when we broke, you can't be a team like Arsenal and not leave gaps and spaces at times, and we probably needed to capitalise on them just a little bit more.
Chris, with the first goal, was it born out of play?
No, I don't think so. I think I might be wrong, but from the one view that I've just seen, I think it was inside. Yeah. So no complaints.
Chris, when you return to the Premier League, do you get a feeling it's harder to play against a bigger team? Don't you? The gap is widening at the top there.
Yeah, that's a good question. Probably not. I think what the top level has always been a very, very tough level to play against. And in my time in the Premier League, you know, I've picked up good results, you know, very good results against the top teams, but I've also been on the end of some big defeats. And you know that when you come to the likes of the Arsenal, that if you don't get it right, that can happen. I think the levels of the Premier League in general, I think is stronger, and probably because of the spending powers of more clubs now, I think. But the top teams have always been very difficult to play against.
New combination on the left, Chris, today. You had Bong's first start of the season and his career goes full debut. What
would be behind that? What did you make? I decided to go with Gayton. He's been training very well, and probably if I looked at himself and Marcus, a different type of player. So I thought it was a good opportunity for Gayton. I knew we'd be defending for long periods, and I think with Esquerdo, it was an opportunity to play. I knew that we would have to be bright on the counter, and he's got very good pace on the counter attack. So certainly an opportunity to play. To play both of them.
Is he still a bit short, do you think, Jose, bearing in mind he didn't have much football pre-season?
There's always that balance that yes, he's short because he hasn't played, but then, you know, how does he get up to speed? And you've got to pick the right games to play him in. And I thought there were good aspects of his game where he can break and break quickly, but he'll certainly be better. You know, if anything, it's probably a tough game to come into if you're one of the wide players. But I think he'll be better for today.
Overall, 7 points from 7 games. When you look at the games you've had, are you fairly satisfied with them?
I don't think you're ever satisfied, because there are certainly a couple of games where I felt that we should have got more. We could have got more. You know, application, if I look at Bournemouth, 1-0 up at Bournemouth, and even if you come out of that game with a draw, then it's healthier than losing the game. So disappointments, because I think we could have had slightly more, but we're a new team coming in this division and learning, and you know, we've played in Arsenal and Man City, and Man City have showed, I think, in recent games what they can do, and in both of them games we've not been out of sight, so certainly I think we could have done more, but okay.
You come here and you haven't obviously taken any points, but there must be a sense of satisfaction in the dressing room that you put up a good performance.
Probably not at this moment, but I think because when you have competitive players, irrespective of what game, you don't like losing. But I think once it settles in and we go through the game again. I think there's more positives to come from the game than the negatives, and it's also really understanding how difficult these games are away from home. You know, I think at homes sometimes you might get a little bit of fortune goes your way or so, but away from home's very difficult, particularly with the qualities that they've got.
So you can keep playing like that, the away results will come, won't they?
We hope so. We saw a turnaround, I thought, at Watford, where it was, I thought, a really good, again, another one that I felt we could have won, but I thought the level of performance was good. And we'll need that because, you know, if you're able to go into your next games, you know, pleased in some aspects of the game, then certainly it'll build confidence.
Chris, can I ask you about Knockhart? He was so good last season, and we've not quite seen him this season, and he's been quite open and honest about his personal problems. Is it something you're concerned about, or did you just leave him out today?
No, it was probably more tactical, and probably with Anthony, he's been good, been really good around the place. What probably didn't help was that he missed almost, I think, 4 weeks of the pre-season. So apart from, I think, the first game, I think he didn't play a game in that pre-season time. So he was a little bit behind. But I thought overall, since then, I think, you know, with Anthony, his contribution has been good. The difference with an Anthony or a Solimas or Jamie Murphy or a Squared, you're up against better teams and better fullbacks. So it is going to be a tougher season for him than it was last season. But I think his contribution to the team, again, has been good.
Arsene Wenger's completed 21 years in the job today. A lot of people in the summer were sort of looking to get him out. What do you make of Wenger, the job he's done here?
Outstanding. And as a member of the LMA, what you want to see is good people in good jobs in English football. And for what he has achieved here, and to still be managing for that length of time, I think is an outstanding achievement. But he's only doing it because what he has done is that he's won things here. And I know that perhaps it's been a little bit less in recent years, but he's built something here, and so what the job he's done here has been outstanding. And it's good to see him in our game here.
Last one. In this level of football, what is more important for you as a manager, the individual technical ability or the team collective decision making?
Always a team, particularly when you're a team that's going to be one of the lesser teams in this division. Mm-hmm. You are reliant on the team working as a team and functioning as a team.